Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, October 6th. You'll be interested to know, 30 years ago, today in 1995, Swiss astronomers Michael Mayer and Didier Queloz announced the discovery of the first exoplanet orbiting a sun-like star, a groundbreaking moment in astronomy that expanded our understanding of planetary systems beyond our own, a truly inspiring milestone in human discovery. So now you know. And now, it's time for the SURF Report. This morning, it's looking fair with waves around 2+ feet. Conditions are clean early on, but expect them to stay fair as the day goes on. Winds are sideshore at 3 miles per hour, shifting to onshore around midday at 8 miles per hour. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the 4-foot incoming high tide, when the southwest swell is 1 foot at 16 seconds and the sideshore wind is 3 miles per hour. The first high tide on Monday will be 6 feet at 9:15 a.m., followed by a 0-foot low tide at 3:30. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 67 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start strong on Tuesday with clean sets around 3+ feet and light winds. Wednesday sees a slight decrease, maintaining 2 to 3 feet in clean conditions early, but winds pick up later. By Thursday, surf drops to 1 to 2 feet, with choppy conditions developing in the afternoon, making it the least favorable day of the period. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 60 degrees, with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:31, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:53. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday starts with patchy fog before 11 a.m., then becomes mostly sunny with a high near 69 and a west wind up to 15 miles per hour. Patchy fog returns each night after 11 p.m. with mostly cloudy skies and lows around 60 to 61, and Wednesday will be partly sunny with a high near 68. Thursday through Friday mornings feature patchy fog before 11 a.m. with a slight chance of rain showers during the day, highs rising to near 71 Thursday and near 74 Friday. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a fire lasting over 9 hours at the Chevron El Segundo refinery has left motorists in Southern California bracing for higher gas prices. The refinery, which processes about 300,000 barrels of crude oil daily, contributes to 1/5 of the region's motor vehicle fuel and 40% of its jet fuel. Petroleum analyst Matt McClain estimated potential price increases could reach between 35 and 95 cents per gallon. Although nearby residents have mostly resumed their routines, concerns linger regarding air quality. Chevron is conducting an internal investigation into the incident, which has been fully extinguished, while local authorities advise residents to stay indoors if they detect smoke. Now on to sports. Last night on Sunday Night Football, the Patriots upset the Bills in Buffalo, 23-20. Drake May was 22 for 30, with 273 passing yards, 0 passing touchdowns, and no interceptions. Josh Allen was 22 for 31, with 253 passing yards, 2 passing touchdowns, and 1 interception. Next Sunday, the 3-2, Pats head to New Orleans to play the Saints at 1. The 4-1 Bills lick their wounds and head to Hotlanta for Monday Night Football. And tonight, on Monday Night Football, we have the 2-2 Chiefs at the 3-1 Jaguars, starting at 8:15 Eastern on ESPN. The Chiefs are favored by 3.5, with the over-under set at 45.5. In local sports, tomorrow night in Los Angeles, the Kings start their season against the Avalanche. Ans Kopitar, the captain of the Kings, has announced he will retire at the end of this season, aiming for a third Stanley Cup title before stepping away. At 38 years old, Kopitar is in great health and is focused on enjoying his final season, despite the team's recent playoff struggles. With the Kings at a pivotal moment, general manager Ken Holland faces the challenge of a future without Kopitar, who has been a foundational player for the franchise throughout his career. And yesterday afternoon, the Chargers lost to the Commanders in Los Angeles, 27-10. Justin Herbert was 22 for 29, with 166 passing yards, one passing touchdown, and one interception. Jaden Daniels was 15 for 26, with 251 passing yards, one touchdown, and no interceptions. Next Sunday morning, the 3-2 Bolts take on the 1-3 Dolphins in Miami at 10 on CBS. And tonight, for Game 2 of the National League Division Series, the Dodgers are in Philadelphia trying to capitalize on their one-game lead. Blake Snell faces Jesus Luzardo at 3:08 on TBS. In top news, Fair Isaac Corporation, known as FICO, is transforming the credit scoring market by offering mortgage lenders direct access to its credit scores without relying on Experian, Equifax, or TransUnion. Following this announcement, shares of FICO surged by 18%, while shares of credit scoring firms dropped by up to 11%. This shift is one of the most significant changes in decades, prompted by regulatory scrutiny. FICO's new program allows resellers to purchase scores for $4, plus an additional $33 upon loan closure, potentially increasing mortgage costs. The impact on borrowers will depend on how resellers and credit bureaus respond to these changes. In business news, high earners age 50 and older are facing new restrictions on retirement savings. Starting next year, catch-up contributions for those individuals will need to be made after tax if their income exceeds $145,000. This change, mandated by the Internal Revenue Service, means that many will pay taxes upfront during their high-earning years rather than during retirement. With catch-up limits reaching up to $11,250, this may push some into higher tax brackets. However, it could encourage savers to reassess their investment strategies, potentially favoring Roth accounts for tax-free withdrawals in retirement. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 3% over the weekend to $124,000. Ethereum is up 1% to just over $4,500. And XRP is down 1% to $2.97. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. OpenAI is shifting its approach to copyright works in Sora, its AI video generation application. Chief Executive Sam Altman announced that copyright holders will gain more control over how their characters are utilized. Users can now create and share videos within a social media feed. Prior to the app's launch, OpenAI informed talent agencies and studios they would need to opt out to avoid their copyrighted material appearing in generated videos. Altman emphasized that this policy will resemble the opt-in model for likenesses, but with additional controls. He also noted that OpenAI must find ways to monetize Sora while sharing revenue with rights holders. Entertainment news. In Hollywood, the rise of artificial intelligence actress Tilly Norwood is causing quite a stir. Aline van der Velden, founder of AI production studio Particle 6, envisions Tilly as the next big star, aiming for representation by a major talent agency soon. However, industry leaders are expressing concerns about the implications of AI performers. Gersh Agency President Leslie Sievert labeled Tilly's phenomenon as frightening. While some actors fear job displacement, others, like producer Scott Stuber, emphasize that the human condition in storytelling remains irreplaceable. As studios consider AI's potential, the debate surrounding creative authenticity and ethical boundaries continues. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American astronomer and science communicator, Carl Sagan. And he said, "Somewhere, something incredible is waiting to be known." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.